with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Concerns over economic growth pulled global stocks down on Tuesday.
Investors are really starting to get concerned again about whether the global economy is set for a deeper slowdown, especially since we've seen recent signs of more grim forecasts from the IMF about global growth, as well as a slowdown in China, which is the world's second biggest economy.
Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Turkey's president has vowed to identify those responsible for the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, quote, from the lowest to the highest rank. Turkish authorities say Khashoggi's killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul was premeditated and conducted by 15 operatives from the Saudi Arabian capital. Saudi authorities have said Khashoggi died in a brawl. U.S. officials, including President Trump, say they're not satisfied with that account. Foreign investors are buying fewer U.S. treasuries. Treasury data shows foreign buyers hold 41% of outstanding treasury debt, their lowest share in 15 years. Foreign pullback helped fuel a bond sell-off this fall, shaking a 9-year rally in U.S. stocks. Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, has announced she's been diagnosed with dementia and is retiring from public life. In her 24 years on the nation's highest court, O'Connor often wielded the deciding vote. In a statement on Tuesday announcing her diagnosis, O'Connor said the greatest legacy she hopes to leave is a renewed commitment to civics education. McDonald's reported higher sales in the latest quarter thanks to pricier burgers, but the chain is still struggling with weak sales in the United States. McDonald's has been working to upgrade stores and make its food healthier to attract more U.S. customers. Meanwhile, franchisees are pressing the company on its profits as they invest in store upgrades. Still to come, how concerns over economic growth are impacting global markets. Global stocks fell on Tuesday amid growing concerns about economic growth. Lackluster earnings reports from industrial giants also added to investors' worries. Joining us now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani. Akani, let's start by talking about China, which reported its weakest growth in nearly a decade at the end of last week. How has that been impacting Asian markets?
We've really seen Asian markets take another leg lower since the release of that data, which is reminiscent a little bit of what investors saw back in 2015 when there were signs again of China's economy slowing down. And the reason why investors care so much about China is it's the world's second biggest economy. So we keep hearing from folks that, you know, even as we've seen turmoil in other emerging markets like Argentina and Turkey, all along, there was this understanding that they're much smaller share of global growth. But when it comes to China, that becomes a lot more concerning because it can really have a ripple impact across markets around the world. And I think that's what sort of drove a lot of the selling that we saw in Asia earlier Tuesday.
And this comes also on top of a revised forecast from the International Monetary Fund, which cut its forecast for global economic growth for this year and next. How are those latest projections taken together weighing on investors?
It really takes away a leg of support for the global stock rally, especially when you take a look at what happened last year, where we were seeing synchronized pickup in growth across the world at a rate that a lot of economists were saying was sort of remarkable, just the fact that we were seeing everything from the U.S. to China to emerging markets, European Union, all sort of growing in tandem. And fast forward to this year, it's really a reversal where the U.S. still looks like it's holding up, but a lot of other regions have experienced a slowdown. And that is really, again, taking away a lot of the optimism that investors say helped drive stocks higher at the start of the year.
Let's talk about some of those industrial giants who reported earlier this week who didn't have much good news either. 3M lowered its earnings forecast for the year, and Caterpillar said it would likely raise prices. How much of an impact did tariffs play there?
Well, Caterpillar actually addressed this on an earnings call later in this trading session and said tariffs are not yet having a material impact on our costs. But I think investors are still worried just the fact that that came up at all, because that is a theme that investors have said they would be looking out for with third quarter earnings. Just if there's any signs of inflation or tariffs cutting into companies' profits. And we've already seen this with other companies like Fastenal and PPG Industries. So the fact that we're seeing two other major industrial companies mentioning it is sort of enough to spook investors.
And overall, what are you hearing from investors about earnings season? Big banks reported strong earnings earlier this month, but what are the expectations and concerns about the weeks ahead?
We're still expecting to see S&P 500 firms report 20% earnings growth from the year earlier, and that continues a streak of what has been pretty upbeat results throughout most of the year. But again, just with the sensitivities these days to the trade conflict and how that's affecting corporate profits, investors are very much in tune with companies that do miss out on expectations or just barely meet expectations. So I do think that there's a sense that we could see continued volatility in the coming weeks.
And speaking about volatility, we've certainly seen some in U.S. markets. Investors have also been concerned about the tech sector, which led the recent sell-off. How's uncertainty over tech and the tech sector been playing out in the U.S. and abroad?
It really adds to another force of volatility that we've seen sort of racking markets around the world, because tech had been such a dominant player for the U.S., especially for the greater half of this year. But now we're starting to see some of those bets unwind with, you know, names like Apple, Facebook, Alphabet, Nvidia. All of these things that had run up like 10, 20, 30% earlier in the year are starting to really reverse course in the last couple of weeks. So that's certainly adding to, I think, a sense of unease about if tech is no longer going to lead the market, then are other sectors going to sort of step up?
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Akani Otani joining us in our studio to talk about investor fears over slowing global growth. Thanks so much, Akani.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.